And thinking back to the Pilgrims or Puritans who sought refuge in religious freedom in the 17th century, is President Trump's pause on all asylum decisions, regardless of nationality, moving us away from that tradition?
It is, but I think the whole process had, as I said, become out of hand in that the people were coming into the country and unlike earlier generations, were not assimilating. We're not here to become Americans. They were here to, if you like, become economic refugees to get a better lifestyle without necessarily seeking to participate in and defend the values of the United States. So once again, I've got to draw the line so that you can make sure that the people you get into your country are ones who want to be there, not just for economic reasons, but also because they believe in the freedoms which the United States espouses. And the same could be said for the Europeans and British and Australians and so on. It's no good just having numbers coming in. No country needs migrants just for the sake of numbers. It's been proven time and again that it is not the quantity of people in a country which make it great, but the quality of them and the way they integrate, the way they have common purpose, a common sense of destiny, a common sense of the past, a common sense of values. This is where nobility, if you like, of the state comes into it. You have to stand for something. You have to believe in the narratives of the society. And the United States had done a very good job of that until the last 40 or so years, when people started to take the values of the United States for granted, the values of all of the countries in Europe and so on, were being taken for granted.